I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Mid-decade redistricting, like the kind undertaken by Tennessee lawmakers last month, is a relatively new lever for political parties to pull. But the concept of redistricting has evolved over America's 250 years as a country, as Vanderbilt political scientist Josh Clinton explains.
You know, there's nothing about districts in the Constitution. There's nothing about redistricting. So all of this has been constructed over time throughout history by the courts, by different political actors, all trying to seek a political advantage. And so the whole story of the country is how we resolve our political contests. Like, you think about westward expansion. In one way, the addition of new states was kind of related to this issue. Like, who gets in, slave state versus non-slave state?
Clinton made his comments on WPLN's Daily Show, This is Nashville. Tennessee's new congressional map, which fractures Memphis, is still facing multiple legal challenges ahead of the August primaries. It's one of the busiest times of year on Broadway. The 53rd annual CMA Fest runs from today through Sunday, with about 400,000 people expected to attend. But one must-have for anyone going? A pair of cowboy boots. Popularized in the 1930s, country fans wear them to show fondness for the genre. This is Nashville's Blake Farmer, and Josh Deepin went down to Broadway ahead of today's episode, which is all about the intersection of cowboy boots and CMA Fest. They spoke with Morgan Taylor, who's in town from New Orleans. She bought her first ever pair of boots just this week.
They're darker, they're sparkly. I've been breaking them in. At first, they were painful, but right now, it's completely better. I wanted the flat front. I also love the sparkles, especially silver sparkles. That's my deal. And they're kind of green, and I love green. That's my favorite color.
Hear the full episode at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Metro Animal Control has found a peculiar pet roaming around Nashville. It's a mammal in the same family as raccoons, but it's native to Central and South America. It has a round head with golden brown fur, large black marble-like eyes, small but mighty ears, and a short snout perfect for raiding beehives in the forest. It's called a kinkajou, also known as a honey bear or a nightwalker.